This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. It takes 270 electoral college votes to win the presidency. The 2000 presidential race was only decided when Florida's 25 electoral votes went to candidate George W. Bush. This year, the electoral college map presents a new set of possibilities. Here's NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams.
There are 538 votes available in the electoral college. And the two major candidates for the White House are mapping strategies to control 270, the majority of those votes. Here's how the Electoral College looks before the election to Jennifer Duffy, managing editor of the Cook Political Report.
Going in, Bush really has 222 votes in his camp. Senator Kerry has 207. That leaves 109 electoral votes in 9 states up for grabs right now.
She identifies those 9 as Florida, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, Nevada, and New Mexico. Michael Barone of U.S. News & World Report and co-author of The Almanac of American Politics sees a bigger playing field. He adds the states of New Hampshire, Colorado, New Jersey, and Oregon.
Lucky 13 states. They're lucky they get all the political advertising. And you've got 5 states that Bush carried with a total of 65 electoral votes. And you've got 8 states that Al Gore carried with a total of, 91 electoral votes.
Both campaigns are busy looking at the combinations of electoral votes from battleground states that will carry them to victory. Charlie Black is an informal advisor to the Bush-Cheney campaign. He sees an advantage for the president in the 2004 Electoral College.
And the reason for that is that of the battleground states that remain in play, about 2/3 of them were states that were carried by Al Gore in 2000. Of the states that are still in play, Kerry has to almost run the table, and the president just needs a few of them.
Tad Devine is a senior advisor to the Kerry Edwards campaign. He's equally confident when he looks at the electoral map.
I think we're going to win the big battlegrounds of Pennsylvania, Michigan, to the Midwest. We feel good right now about all of those states. We've got some tight contests in Wisconsin, certainly in Iowa, but I think in the end we're going to win those.
As election returns come in on Tuesday night, most of the attention is likely to focus on 3 states, Ohio with 20 electoral votes, Florida with 27 electoral votes, and Pennsylvania with 21. Tad Devine of the Kerry campaign.
We don't really see how the president's going to win this thing if he doesn't win both Ohio and Florida. And if he loses either one of those, they're both really big states, I think he's going to have a lot of pressure, you know, to move 2 or 3 of the states that Al Gore won last time over to his column. And as of today, I don't think that's going to happen.
Bush advisor Charlie Black also sees Florida as key.
President Bush won Florida but lost Ohio and Pennsylvania. He could win 2 of the 3 of Iowa, Minnesota, and Wisconsin, and they'd be a substitute for Ohio or Pennsylvania. And he's actually even or ahead in all 3 of those. So the president's got a lot more tactical flexibility here about where he needs to go to win states. Kerry really is almost drawing to an inside straight to put the 270 together.
And then there's the possibility of a 269-269 tie in the Electoral College. The Washington Post recently had a computer look at possible scenarios and found 33 ways that the race could end in an Electoral College tie. Michael Barone of the Almanac of American Politics.
So there's a lot of ways you could get to 269. It is possible that we could have the popular vote go one way and the Electoral College in the other direction, and we could have it upside down from what we had in 2000. That is to say, we could see John Kerry losing the popular vote and winning a majority.
Political analyst Jennifer Duffy worries a tie could set off a political fire.
It'll make Florida look like batting practice. I mean, it will be very intense. It will be very divisive. So my optimistic self really hopes this isn't as close as an election as we all think either way.
If the Electoral College does end in a tie on Election Day, the campaign will then turn to the House of Representatives under the 12th Amendment. Every one of the 50 states will get a vote for president. As the House is now constituted, that means that a Republican majority almost certainly would send the Republican incumbent back to the White House. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.